We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
They know about Christ, but they don't know Christ. They have not made him their Savior. They have not prayed and asked him to come into their heart. They know the Bible exists. They think it's just a history book. But friend, listen, in that precious book are the words of life. And they teach you about a gift that will change your life. Our world is in crisis, and people have a lot of questions. People have a lot of concerns. People are acting out of fear and not faith. But we have a wonderful opportunity to stand up for the Lord, and a wonderful opportunity to be a light and to be salt in a dark and perverse world. And I don't know if you have heard on the television or news that really our world is kind of in an unofficial lockdown. People are closing up shop. People are staying away from social gatherings. Our church will not have services for the next 2 weeks. We want to be a good testimony in our community. We want to be a help and a blessing, and we also want to respect the authority. But I want you to know that this is not a time of panic, but a time of prayer. This is a time when we should be seeking the Lord. And many people are saying, well, this is the judgment of God. God is judging this world. I think more than judgment, God is trying to get people's attention. And God is trying to get people to see that he is real, he exists, that the word of God is true, and that he loves the world and wants them to get saved. The Bible says that God did not come to condemn the world or to judge the world, but he came to save the world. He gave his only begotten Son. For whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And that is the heart of God in our world today. Yet this is the condemnation, or this is the judgment, that light has come into this world, and men love darkness rather than light. And so there's an opportunity here for people to see the truth and to come to the Lord, because he loves them so. He died for them so that they could have eternal life. He died for you. He loves you. And when you see this pandemic, when you see the chaos, when you see the panic, listen, friend, God is trying to show himself to you during this time of crisis. And he wants you to know that his word is truth, and that his love is real, and that you can have eternal life by trusting in his free gift. And that's the message I want to portray on this Lord's Day. I want to talk about the free gift that's available to all of us. And it's found in Romans chapter 5. The Bible says this, but God commended, this is Romans chapter 5 verse 8, but God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense is also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift of grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift of the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered and the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. I want us to think about this expression that's used again and again in Romans chapter 5. It is the free gift. The free gift. The Bible says that we were lost in our sin, but it was the free gift that has given us hope. The free gift has given us life. You know, our world is always changing. It's incredible how 1 week can totally change not just the Kitchener area or the region of Waterloo, not only the province of Ontario, not only the country of Canada, but it's incredible how 1 week can change the world. People wonder how the events of the end times can happen. And people will read the Bible. We're studying through the book of Revelation on Wednesday nights at our church. And we hope to resume that when things go back to normal. But it's incredible how people will look at the book of Revelation and think, well, this is just far-fetched how these events can take place. And yet you see the events in our world today, you see the events that are happening in our world today with this pandemic, and you see how easily and how quickly our world can change in just a moment. Though our world changes, I'm glad that God's love does not change. I'm glad that God's truth does not change. I'm glad that God's purpose does not change. I'm glad that God's Son does not change. Thank the Lord that God is always the same. And the Bible teaches us about God's giving nature. For God so, the word there so is an adverb. It adds emphasis to the verb love. So God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. The questions of an adverb is where, why, and in which way, in what way, how much, how often, under what condition, to what degree. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. God gave his only begotten Son. A little girl and her mother were reading the New Testament one morning when they came to John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Stopping for a moment and reading, the mother asked, "Don't you think it is wonderful? The child, looking surprised, replied in the negative. The mother, somewhat astonished, repeated the question, to which the little girl replied, "No, mommy, it would be wonderful if it were anyone else, but it is just like God. It is just like God to show to us his wonderful love." And that is so true. If you don't know the God of the Bible, then friend, I want you to know that he is a loving God. He is a God who died for us when we were sinners, and he provides a gift to all mankind. I want us to think about this gift and for a moment here this morning. It's Pastor Burns here, and I wanted to take a moment and invite you to partner with us in taking the gospel of Jesus Christ to the city. You can invite your friends and family members to check out KitchenerHope.com. That's KitchenerHope.com, and watch our video. We also encourage you to pray for our ministry as we pray for you. And if you're able to support us financially, this would ensure that we stay on the air and continue to preach the gospel to the Waterloo region. We're going to continue our message in just one moment, but first, here's a message from our RU Recovery program.
Week ends can make for strong beginnings, especially when you start each week with RU Recovery. They meet at Kitchener Baptist Church every Friday night at 7. Whatever you're struggling with, drugs, alcohol, pornography, tobacco, or any other behavioral problems like anger or depression, believe me, RU Recovery offers the help you need. Plus, you'll make some great new friends who understand what you're going through. And RU Recovery is open to people from all walks of life, any faith or no faith. Anybody who is just seeking to find something that works. I'm telling you, if you live better, you'll feel better. So why not make this your weekend for strong beginnings with RU Recovery? RU Recovery meets at Kitchener Baptist Church, 1720 Glasgow Street, every Friday night at 7 p.m. For more information, go to rurecovery.org or call 226-336-7680. That is rurecovery.org, 226-336-7680.
It doesn't take long to get carried away with all of that negative. And, you know, we're constantly seeing negative things on social media, on the news, on the radio. And so let's just pause for just a moment and let's think about something wonderful. Let's think about the gift of eternal life. And let's think about the provider of that gift, the provider of that gift. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 teaches us the provider of that gift is Jesus, but God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. It speaks of our condition in verse number 6, when we were yet without strength. That's the condition. We were hopeless. A while ago, they did an internet poll, and they asked the question, do you have hope? 70% of the replies on that poll said no. They don't have hope for their future. They don't have hope in their finances. They don't have hope for their family. Isn't that just crazy? 70% of people said they had no hope. I think that percentage would be even higher now. And the Bible says that we were without strength. We were in a hopeless condition, yet, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. It speaks of our death. Our death is because of our sin. The Bible says that we were quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. That's the hopeless condition. Death is the hopeless condition. It speaks of our direction. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, we were following the course of the world. We were being led by the devil himself. It speaks of our devotion. Ephesians chapter 2, 3 says that we were following the nature of the children of wrath. We were following the lust of our flesh. But then I thank the Lord in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4, it speaks of our deliverance. But God, who is rich in mercy, For his great love wherewith he loved us, it is of God's mercy that we were not consumed. It is of God's mercy that we were not destroyed. Because of his compassion, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, Jeremiah penned. Listen, the giver of the gift is God. He is the God of glory. He is the God of glory. We can rejoice and hope today because of who he is. We can have great confidence. We can have great hope. You say, Pastor Burns, you don't understand. The world is upside down. The world is in crisis. How can we have hope in a time like this? Listen, friend, our hope and our faith must be on God. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. He is the God of glory. He is the God of hope. We can have hope today in our life. We can have hope. We can have confidence in our future because of who God is. He is a God of love. He is a God of reconciliation. He is a God of joy. He is a God of grace. And friend, today, if you are not saved, then you are not a friend of God. You are the enemy of God. And he wants to help you. He wants to give you eternal life. And in Romans chapter 5, verse 10, the Bible says, "For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son. We have life eternal in Jesus Christ today. And friend, if you would call upon the name of the Lord, then thou shalt be saved." There's a wonderful opportunity to receive the gift of God. He is the provider of this wonderful gift, the gift of eternal life. Let's think about the person of the gift. Romans chapter 5, verse 15, the Bible says, "But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift of grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many." There's the person of the gift, Jesus Christ. Verse 12 says, "Because of one man, all humanity are sinners." And that one man is Adam. Because of his sin in the Garden of Eden, we are born into sin. The death, physical death, is a direct consequence of sin. This is the hopeless condition of our world. Romans chapter 3 and verse 23 teaches us that very thought. "For all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. By grace, God gave to every man a free gift." The Greek word there, free gift or gift, is the word charisma. The Greek word charisma, it means deliverance. He is the promised gift. Genesis chapter 3 and verse number 15 teaches us that even after Adam had sinned in the Garden of Eden and plunged all humanity into sin and to death, God had a plan. God would send from the seed of the woman, he would send a Savior, and the Savior would come and bleed and die for the sins of the world. He is the promised gift. He is the precious gift. He is the answer to man's greatest need. Listen, if our greatest need would have been information, God would have sent an educator. If our greatest need would have been technology, then God would have sent a scientist. If our greatest need would have been money, God would have sent an economist. If our greatest need would have been pleasure, God would have sent an entertainer. But listen, friend, but our greatest need is forgiveness. So God sent us a Savior. He sent his only begotten Son. He is the providing gift. He is the gift that will change your life. He is the gift that will give you life anew. He is the gift that will put hope in your heart to have peace with God and to have access to God in prayer. to have a heavenly position wherein we stand as a child of the King, to have eternal hope no matter what crisis this world goes through, no matter what rough seas life brings your way. You know the Holy Spirit indwells you, and you have a salvation that is full and free. That's a wonderful blessing, isn't it? It's a wonderful blessing to know the Lord. It's a wonderful blessing to know Christ as your Savior. Our world knows about God. They know about Christ, but they don't know Christ. They have not made him their Savior. They have not prayed and asked him to come into their heart. They know the Bible exists. They think it's just a history book. But friend, listen, in that precious book are the words of life. And they teach you about a gift that will change your life, give you eternal life, a life in heaven, a life with God. It's a wonderful blessing. The provider of the gift, the person of the gift, is Jesus Christ. And then I want us to think about the prospects of the gift. Romans chapter 5, verse number 17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one. Did you see it there? The Bible says they which receive. If I buy a gift for you, then when does that gift become yours? When you receive it. All you need to do is accept God's gift of eternal life. I've never met someone that's too much of a sinner to receive the gift of God. The Apostle Paul said, I'm the chief of sinners. And yet Christ changed his life. And so today I'm telling you that the opportunity for salvation is today. The opportunity to put your trust in the Lord is today. During a crisis, during a difficult time in our world today, people are in panic, and people are have no hope, and people are have so many questions. And yet I'm here to tell you that the precious gift of eternal life is for you, but you're going to have to receive it. You're going to have to receive it. I was 10 years old. I knelt beside my bed in humble obedience and prayed, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve to go to hell, but Lord, you died for me. Wash my sins away. Give me a home in heaven. Be my Savior. And in simple faith, I believed the gospel. And friend, I became a Christian. And that opportunity is waiting for you right now if you'll receive the gift of eternal life. There's the provider of the gift. There's the person of the gift. There's the prospects of the gift. But friend, listen, there's the proclamation of the gift. If you go to Romans chapter 10, verse 13, you're going to read about the proclamation of the gift. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Would you call out to the Lord today, wherever you are? Whatever you're doing, would you stop? Would you call out to God today and receive his gift of salvation? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But the Bible says it this way in verse number 14. It says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? God wants you to be the one that proclaims the wonderful gift of eternal life. Would you be a preacher? I'm not talking about a pastor behind a pulpit. I'm talking about a preacher at a workplace. I'm talking about being a preacher to your family members. I'm talking about being a preacher to your own family. Preaching the abundant grace of God and the wonderful opportunity to receive the gift of eternal life. Six Navy pilots who left their aircraft carrier on a scouting mission during World War II, searching the seas for enemy submarines believed operating in the area. When they tried to return, they could not find their ship. It seemed that while they were gone, the captain had ordered a war-imposed blackout of all the lights on the ship. Over and over, the frantic pilots radioed asking for just one light so that they could see to land. The pilot then were told of the blackout and that it could not be lifted even for them. After several appeals and denials of their requests, the ship's radio operator finally turned the switch to break radio contact. Rather than risking the lives of thousands on the ship, the pilots were forced to ditch in the cold Atlantic and there into eternity. Here were hopeless pilots searching for just one light. And our world today, especially Christians during this time of crisis, our world today is searching for just one more light. Just one more light. Jesus said, "Ye are the light of the world. Ye are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth." People are searching for a light. We can be that light. We can share the wonderful gift of Jesus Christ, the provider of the gift, the person of the gift, the prospects of the gift, and the proclamation of the gift. Jesus Christ died for you, friend. He wants you to have eternal life. Would you turn to him today? Would you give him your life? He wants to give you that hope and peace in your heart. He wants to offer you eternal life. He wants to give you hope in a hopeless world. Let's pray together, and let's pray for our nation. Let's pray for our city. Let's pray for our world during this time. Lord, you know the difficulty that is happening in our world today. And Lord, we are confident. We are assured that you are in control. And you know what is happening in our world. You know every detail, every trial, every hurt, every heart. And Lord, we are thankful that we can rest in you. And Lord, I pray that through this time, through this crisis, that hearts would turn to you. I pray for our listeners. Lord, if there's a listener that is hearing this program this morning that is not a Christian, that they have not placed their faith and trust in you, Lord, I pray that today they'd be saved.
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask him to save you. Fully trust in him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through him by watching our video at KitchenerHope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit TimelessTruthsRadio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.